It is BSB Extra at 9:45, and time to talk some big bash. Justin Langer is just up the road from us. We're at the Gold Coast for the Sails and the Magic Millions race day, and the Perth Scorchers play Brisbane Heat tonight. Justin, thanks for taking our call, mate.
Morning, gents. No problem at all.
Justin, it's starting to get really tight at the top of the tree here in the ladder, isn't it? Every win is now extremely vital.
Yeah, it is. It is for this competition, no doubt about that. That's 2020 cricket, though. It's always said it's quite unpredictable, inconsistent at times. But that said, the really good teams have destiny in their own hands. If they win their games, then they'll be in the finals, and that's what it's all about.
How do you see your team then? How, getting towards the end of these games ahead of the finals, how do you think you're playing the Big Bash this season?
Yeah, we're going well. We've had a good run at it. We lose for this game David Willey, our overseas import, and Mitchell Marsh for the Australian team. So they're our leading wicket taker and highest run scorer. So they're a blow to the team. But that said, we replace them with Tim Bresnan, and we had a couple of other young guys coming in to fill the shoes of Mitch Marsh. So Hilton Cartwright, of course, coming up from the Test team. So we're going okay. But as I said, it's a tough competition, and that's how it should be. It's a brilliant competition. Everyone's really enamoured by it. So, it's a good coach. It should be a tough one.
You take on Brisbane, and you'd be quite happy to see Chris Lynn being called up to the Australian side.
You're telling me. I might get him in February with the Australian 2020, which puts a smile on my face. But, yeah, he's been brilliant. I've actually been having nightmares about Chris Lynn for about the last 6 weeks. So the nightmare came true the other night. So I've said for 4 years since I've been a coach, if I could have any player in Australian cricket, I'd have Chris Lynn. I just love the way he goes about his business. He showed that. Yeah, he showed it throughout the whole competition. I'm really happy for him. He's in the Australian One Day side.
I love watching any cricket, Justin. Personally, I just love cricket. I can go to a Shield match with no one else around me, but this Big Bash is just totally different. Where I saw a shot last night from Hilfenhaus to steer the Stars to victory, it was like a slap sort of down the ground, and it went for six. It was an incredible shot.
It was a good game of cricket. Brad Hodge banked on the young. We've got Ashton Agar, and they banked on Ashton's younger brother, who's a really huge talent. But he was up against the old warhorse in Hilfy, and he played that couple of incredible shots to help him get over the line. So again, it's amazing, isn't it? The other night, Ben Hilfenhaus bowled the last ball, and Owen Morgan hit him for six. They needed six to win, and he hit him for six. So that's the great thing about the game of cricket, and it's also the exciting thing about 2020 cricket, how unpredictable it can be.
Justin, how are the players coping the really fast turnaround in the matches here? You play tonight, of course, against Brisbane, and then you're at home on Saturday against the Melbourne Stars. You haven't got time to reflect on what happened the night before.
No, it's one of the challenges we've got in West Australia as well, because we come to Brisbane, which is a long flight home as well, and then we play Melbourne on Saturday, and then we have to fly back to Hobart, which is another long flight. But we understand these challenges living in the West, and we wouldn't change it. We love it where we come from, but we have our challenges. Again, that's all part of the show, and the show is, it's a big one at the moment this time of the year.
We're talking with Justin Langer, who's more closely can't wait for tonight, the clash against Brisbane Heat. But the challenge is also, you mentioned the Australian coach in February, I think the 2020, and might be, is it another series or just the 2020?
No, just the 2020 at this stage. It's a really unusual situation. We've got two Australian teams playing at the one time. The Test squad's over. I think that's selected today or in the next couple of days anyway. So have the Australian Test squad in India and also an Australian team playing here 2020 cricket. So I guess it's one of the challenges again of the world we live in with the fixturing on the international scale. But it should be a really good experience. We've got so much depth of talent here in Australia, as we're seeing during the BBL. And I'm looking forward to working with that talent, and also Ricky Ponting and Jason Gillespie. It should be a good fun week.
Yeah, it will be for sure. Good luck tonight, mate. Hope the Scorchers play really well and can bring a victory, and good luck for the rest of the carnival.
Yeah, thank you. It's been a good one so far.
Thanks a lot, Justin.